I'm talking with Ian McGregor. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself before we get into the actual questions? You're a local guy, right?
Yes, I am. We live in a little community called Loch Winnow, which is a little Scottish hamlet halfway between Renfrew and Arnprior. I am the fifth generation to be living and working the land here with my family, and my kids are the sixth generation, so we've been on this piece of property for quite a long time. My ancestors settled it in 1856.
We're going to ask you how you have handled the pandemic, because I'm guessing there's some adaptability to the business model that was required.
It created a lot more work for us, obviously, as it has everybody else, in order to make sure that our employees and our customers remain safe when we sell our local fruits and vegetables at the farmers markets or roadside stands that we have throughout the community. There's new protocols in order for that to occur throughout the growing season. And moving forward in this year, in 2021 as well, we're going through all the same stuff again.
What's changed for you over the last year?
We're optimistic about the current growing season. Local fruits and vegetables have become very important to everybody, which is great. They want to know where their food comes from, so we are getting a lot of great feedback from the community, and they're asking lots of good questions about how their food is being produced and stuff, and we're happy to answer all those questions and provide them with the freshest fruits and vegetables that are possible, because we harvest them one day and sell them that same day, so you're getting the best of both worlds kind of thing. So it's got the most flavor at that time, as well as the freshest you can receive that product.
And what accomplishment are you most proud of?
We're proud of the product we provide for the consumer. We are proud of our staff, how hard they work, both our temporary foreign workers, which help us with the harvesting and planting of all this, as well as our sales staff who are out in the front lines when we are selling at our local roadside stands and markets.
I know you've been involved with helping out the food bank. Does that continue? And are there new logistics that COVID has compelled for that effort?
Being a fresh fruit and vegetable grower, we always, many days, have a little bit of extra fruits and vegetables at the end of the day that we would rather donate to the local food banks, both in Renfrew and Arnprior. We've linked up with them for their days, which has been great. And we'd rather let somebody else less fortunate enjoy this stuff as opposed to putting it into a compost pile. It's been great working with them. Both local units of the food bank have been very supportive of us. I think it's a win-win situation where we can both work together to reduce our food waste as a community and help give back to the community as well. So it's been great.
Thank you for taking the time to chat with me and give me the goods on all the good things you do.
Appreciate that, Rick. Thank you. I enjoy your radio station. I listen to it all the time when I'm out working and stuff.
Excellent. I hope it helps the crops grow. Thanks so much.
Yeah.